Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Castellanos takes a knee, and the Eagles are going to walk out of Tallahassee with an opening night win. They have knocked off the number 10 Florida State Seminoles, 28-13. BC never trailed, and Bill O'Brien picks up his first win as BC's head coach. Take a bow, Boston College. Well done, all around.
So Mita Perel's still doing the take a bow thing, definitely, huh? That's still a thing for sure.
Yeah, these guys had never heard it. All our young producers were like,
they were playing it for me, and they were like, "Oh, that's his new catchphrase." I was like, "That is not a new catchphrase."
Been doing that forever. You just
I
haven't noticed.
Take a bow, Matty Heisman.
Yeah, how many times have they actually scored in important times?
Since
where he's
Matt
had to
Ryan
use it?
Was here, not many, I don't think.
Wow.
Perfect. Not many bows have been taken, unfortunately. But there were a lot of them getting taken last night as the BC Eagles soar past the Florida State Seminoles in a game that was not really even all that close. I mean, that was a game that they handled. They dominated most of the game. Florida State and that new coach, Norvell, over there, I mean, he's on the hot seat already. The season for them is basically over.
He's not new.
Oh, no, you're right. He's not new. That's true. But, yeah, but the season for
them. I believe he got a $100 million extension in the offseason.
Right. That's what it is. Yes, he just got his new extension. He's not a new coach. He got a new extension. But, yes.
Imagine that. You got a $100 million extension. You go 0-2, and, like, people want to just get rid of you immediately.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the ink is dry, right? That thing's signed, sealed, delivered.
Unfortunately so for the Florida State Athletic Department. Yes, that is the case. A 28-13 win, I believe, was the final score there as the Eagles start the season 1-0 in the Billy O'Brien era. Now, I'll say this. It was a very run-heavy attack. I mean, that offense was very deliberate. That offensive line was out there mauling, making big holes there out of that Florida State D line. And with Castellanos and his running ability, it just seemed like BC was in total control of that game offensively, and Florida State was completely overwhelmed. Now, obviously, this is a big deal. It's the first game of the Billy O'Brien era, and couldn't have gone possibly much better. But just speaking as someone who was an alumnus of a school that last year had a very impressive out-of-nowhere win to start the year. I'm talking, of course, about my Colorado Buffaloes, who beat Texas Christian in week one. Doesn't always stay that way. You got to keep on winning. You got to keep it up. And BC does have some other tough games on the schedule here, but I don't think it could have started really any better than it did.
No, and they played BC football for who they are right now. Like Castellanos, like, don't make him throw the ball 25 times and throw interceptions, and because he's not a great passer. He's a very good runner. He can be a good enough passer. And when you have an offensive line that can, that was the stunner. Is you hear everybody talk about Florida State. They're mm-hmm. supposed to have all these good defensive linemen, front seven. Yeah. Oh, it's this. Well, they've got pushed around two straight weeks. They look like they're not very good. And BC took full advantage with 200 and whatever, 60 yards rushing, controlled the game. And DJ Ula, whatever, stinks. He is, I mean, that guy, you know, the Andrew Brandt on Twitter likes to say business of sport. These yes. people that make a lot of money by kind of pulling the wool over the sports world. DJ has pulled the wool over the football world. He goes to Clemson, starts. He goes to Oregon State, starts. He goes to Florida State, a team that was a like playoff contender yep. type team a year ago. And all these teams say, that's the guy we want in this quarterback-driven world to be. He is not very good. He was a – I don't want to diminish the BC win, but DJ stinks because I was a little offended. I read something. Is this a humiliating loss for Florida State?
Yes.
It feels strong to me.
To get dominated at home like that, I'd say
it's
pretty
a conference game.
It is.
I don't know. It's just
a conference game against BC. I mean, you know.
No, I know. And that's what – calling it humiliating from a Florida State perspective tells you just how low Boston College is thought of.
Absolutely.
Like the where you are. And I don't know where this goes. You're right. If they're like 1-4, you know, 4 weeks from now, all the momentum, the positivity dissipates. And that's why Billy O was doing his class. I was reading some of the quotes about, mm-hmm. you know, the 24-hour rule. And then we're on to, I'm going to hope they beat Duquesne. And then I think they have Missouri after that.
I think they're going to start 2-0. Yeah, Missouri after that, I don't know. But
then Michigan State.
I hope they can beat the Dukes. I think that because Duquesne got smoked in week one against Toledo. So I think that's that should be an easy win number two, but you never know.
Otherwise,
that would be anything easy for this team.
That would be a flip of the humiliation shoe, because if you lose to Duquesne, that will be a humiliating loss for Billy O'Brien's team.
You know, it's not rocket science. You know, we're not splitting atoms.
Indeed.
I love Billy O. Are you a Billy O guy?
Yes, although I didn't think – I was dubious about him joining the team last year, and I thought it was a miserable failure.
It was a miserable failure.
With him on the offense this past year. And I wasn't really super keen on it to begin with, just because – I don't know. When I think of Bill O'Brien, I don't necessarily think of like innovative new offensive 2024 NFL. So maybe that makes sense for him to be in college and sort of doing that with BC, with sort of a simpler running offense. But, you know, I like him. I think he's a good guy, and I enjoy his candor. And I liked him that 1 year when he was the Texans coach on Hard Knocks. I thought he was really good on that, too. So
he's a local guy.
I'm a fan of his, yeah.
Local guy made good. Went to Brown from, what, North Andover?
Mm-hmm.
And I said it yesterday when I was hyping up Boston College, which, Andy, right again, Boston College is ready to steal some of the limelight or the buzz or the focus from the Patriots and the Red Sox in this little weird new sports year that you're acknowledging starts in September. He's the perfect guy for BC. He has as good a resume as BC is ever going to get.
That's
right.
True.
Like, you're never going to get a coach with a better resume or a level of experience.
Steve Adazio was their most, you know,
right.
their hot shot coach for
Bill
a while.
Bill O'Brien was the head coach at Penn State. He was the offensive coordinator of your New England Patriots multiple times. He was a head coach in the NFL. Like, he has a legit resume, and the best thing yet is I think he wants to be here for a long time. And I know they were talking in the broadcast last night about, you know, is he going to get what he asks for? You know, I need better facilities. I need a better weight room. I need to bring Boston College up to sort of modern competitive standards so that this isn't a one-off shocking win. Although, knock, knock, knocking, second team outside the top 25, others receiving votes, right?
Yeah.
You know what's next?
Them in Texas A&M, right?
Once you get in the top 25, then you get in the top half of the top 25, you know what they call you then?
A playoff team.
Playoff team. We're talking about playoffs.
I think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves there with all that, but you never know.
This is what you're supposed to do.
This is what you do.
Wait a minute. If I'm going to feel bad for having no hope going into
playoffs?
The Patriots season,
thank you.
Shouldn't I have hope coming off of BC's big win?
Absolutely.
You're one of those typical Boston sports media guys. You're telling me to never have hope.
No, I'm a Colorado fan, and I saw that team get off to
hope.
A good start last year,
yeah, well,
and
you know
went
what?
Right down the crapper right after that. That's
I'm going to do the we thing. We have a real football coach. You have P.T. Barnum. You have a snake oil salesman. We have a real experienced, honest-to-goodness, program-building, athlete-creating football coach.
Man, I got a gold jacket that I didn't buy.
You're a great player. I'm not taking anything away from you as a player, Dion. You're
pretty good recruiter.
Pretty good recruiter, Deion.
Yeah,
maybe
is
a little,
he?
Maybe a little better than Bill O'Brien.
Ooh, he landed Shedeur Sanders. I wonder how he did that.
Landed Travis Hunter.
Yeah, he paid.
Sure, fine.
It's,
I mean, they all
world.
Pay now. That's what they all
I
do.
I bet you BC
so
isn't paying. How much are they paying?
Not as much, I'd say, as Colorado okay. and Deion Sanders, but that's the point, is that people want to play for him. Kids want to play for him.
And they want to play for Bill O'Brien.
We'll see.
In
I
Bill
mean,
we
some,
trust.
He's got a bunch
in Bill
of,
we trust. You ever hear of it?
Good amount of transfers.
It's now Bill O'Brien that's about.
We'll see.
The other guy's unemployed right now.
Ain't no Bobby Brown in the bunch.
It's an exciting time over there on Chestnut Hill. No question about that. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Listen, the Celtics season doesn't start for a month and 19 days. October 22nd is the first game of the NBA season for your Boston Celtics. Their first regular season game. The preseason starts before that. The Bruins preseason starts in about 19 days.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
But they're having captain's practice.
Having captain's practice, which, by the way, Jeremy Swayman was present at. Don't know if that means anything, but he was there for captain's practice, so maybe they're making some progress. Maybe they aren't. If I'm the Bruins, maybe you want to get something done here before the preseason starts, but whatever. That's going to be, I think they start in the beginning of October. They're like October 6th or 7th, something like that is their first game. So we have at least a full month here where Boston College, the Boston College Eagles, can take control. They can grab the spotlight away from the Red Sox and away from the Patriots, and they can hold it as long as they want until the Celtics start playing. And really, I mean, the first couple weeks of the Celtics season is going to be exciting. Wow, basketball's back. But you know how the regular season is with the NBA and the NHL. Yeah. There's lots of periods where you're just sort of like, okay, you know, wake me up when we get to closer to the playoffs or the All-Star break or anything like that, and these games start really mattering more, especially with the Celtics being so dominant lately. So there's a real opportunity here. There is a real opportunity for college football to matter again in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
So, they beat Florida State.
Mm-hmm.
Who was that guy, that politician a few years ago when he was doing the trailer? He was like, and we're going to Iowa, and then we're going to Des Moines.
Oh, that
and
was...
And we're going to win in New Hampshire.
Yeah. What the hell was that guy's name? Yeah.
Yeah. That's Billy O right now.
Yeah.
We're basically going to FSU. We're going to win there. We're going to come home. We're going to beat Duquesne. We're going to beat Missouri. We're going to beat Michigan State. Western Kentucky, I guess. Is that WKU? Western Kentucky.
What was that guy's name? Oh, I can't believe I can't think of it. What was his name? It was Dave Chappelle did all. Dean. Howard Dean.
Ooh, the text line beat you. They're better than you.
Damn it.
That's a great job by the 508
there. Yes.
That was a quick response, but why not?
We're going to beat the Dukes, and we're going to beat Missouri, and then we're going to be in the NCAA playoffs.
Why not? Got a better chance than FSU. They're 0-2.
They certainly do have a better chance than
BC
can
lose
Florida
two
State.
Games before they're tied in the loss column with the Seminoles.
That's true.
Fact.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.